Today, a new grocery store opened in Portland this morning. It's not another chain store, though. It's based on a community-owned model that's been growing in Maine for the last few years. Tom Porter has more.
Here we go. We are officially the Portland Food Co-op as of today.
One of the things about a cooperative is it is truly a community-owned market.
Kevin Gadsby is manager of the Portland Food Co-op, which started out as a local food buyers club and is now a full-service market with 20 employees and a special emphasis on locally made produce. It's also owned by the local community, or more precisely, by the 2,300-plus members who each invested $100 in the co-op, which gives them a voice in the business's direction as well as a cash rebate when the co-op makes surplus income. Gadsby says members raised $860,000 towards the project's build-out, more than half the total cost. The co-op's membership, he says, has increased nearly sixfold in the last year, and the aim now is to have 3,500 members by this time next year.
We want to be the area's largest purveyor of local foods.
He says the co-op does business with about 120 local food producers. One of them is Sarah Wiedeker. She and her husband run Winter Farm in Freeport, which specializes in dairy products.
I'm especially excited about the dairy selection here and the cheese selection. There are, I don't know how many of you know this, but there are over 70 small-scale cheese makers in the state.
Portland Mayor Michael Brennan says that apart from helping residents access healthy, sustainable foods, the co-op's a good way to keep money in the local economy.
The ripple effect of this, not only in terms of the benefit to the consumer to be able to come here, but the impact it has on local farmers and the local economy, I think is going to be tremendous.
Food co-ops are growing in size and in numbers. There are now more than 300 of them across America and a dozen in Maine.
So for a long time, it kind of was just sort of, you know, ones that had been established in the late 70s, but definitely of late we've seen quite a resurgence in new co-ops opening up.
Chris Grigsby is one of the managers of the Belfast Co-op, which is now nearly 40 years old. In the last 6 years, he says, the Belfast Co-op's membership has risen by about 50%. It now has 3,700 members, contributing to annual sales of around $8 million. Meanwhile, back at the newly opened Portland Food Co-op on busy Congress Street, the mood is festive. Customer Ann Riggs, a co-op member for 6 years, has come by for some locally baked bread.
I wanted to be part of something that was community-based, and I also love good food.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.